reason a Muslim might fall into this trap of celebrating or congratulating or responding to congratulations by Christians and those who celebrate this pagan religion is because they don't know its origin. They don't know its reality. They don't know where it came from. They don't know that it was founded in ancient Rome when the Catholic Church took over Italy. And they brought the Romans together with the Christians. And the Christian leaders, the Catholics, they said, we'll take the pagan holiday of open lewdness and orgies called Saturnalia during the winter solstice, during these days. We'll take this holiday of the pagan Romans and we'll blend it with Christianity to bring the citizens together. Christmas has nothing to do with the Bible or Jesus Christ or anything of their religion. Pat Robertson, a known Christian preacher that comes on television, he was asked about the origin of Christmas. He said, mistletoe, pagan. Gifts, pagan. The tree, pagan. It's all paganism. And we just Christianized it.
All this business about mistletoe, pagan. Christmas trees, pagan. Giving out gifts, pagan. Every bit of it is pagan. Every single bit of it is pagan. We've Christianized it all. And so that's good. And so we have time. We celebrate for Jesus. Everybody gets all misty-eyed. But the truth is, they're all pagan.
He acknowledges, as their Christian scholars acknowledge, Christmas is paganism in its root. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah for the religion of authenticity and purity. Everything in this religion is 100% from Allah Rabbul Alameen. And not 5% from what the people invented and added to it. Anyone who brings something from their opinions in this religion, even if the people think it's good, Allah Ta'ala will make some men stand up and reject it and purify the religion. Because it's the religion of the worship of Allah alone. And He has preserved it. He has preserved His book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not allowed the people to add into it. But other religions are invented by the people, and they don't have this foundation. So like they believe in bunny rabbits and Easter eggs, and like they believe in other things, they believe in Santa Claus, and they believe in a Christmas tree, and they believe in mistletoe, and they believe in these things because they have no foundation to return to. Allah has blessed us with a foundation to return to, so we cannot resemble them. The poet Lucian of Samosata, before the era of Jesus even, he had invented some poetry. And you know the religion of the Romans was asatir. You know, just tales being told, Greek and Roman, mythology. They talk about gods and deities in the heavens fighting one another and wrestling for power and whatnot. One of the gods they invented was Cronos, otherwise known as Saturn. And they say, he said in his poetry, attributing this holiday season to Saturnalia, the holiday run by this deity who's in charge of those days. He said, during my week, the serious is barred, no business allowed, drinking and being drunk, noise and games of dice, appointing kings and feasting of slaves, singing naked and clapping. Such are the functions over which I preside. So they invent a deity and they legislate actions on a holiday. And then you find the Christians adopt that as their religion. And then you find some ignorant Muslims come along way after that and say, what's really wrong with Christmas? What's the problem? Really, dear brothers in Islam.
Every bit of it is pagan. Every single bit of it is pagan. We've Christianized it all. And so that's good. And so we have time. We celebrate for Jesus. Everybody gets all misty-eyed. But the truth is, they're all pagan. I like all the decorations. The Founders Inn is just loaded with decorations. It's very pretty. But pagan.
But all to celebrate Jesus.
Yeah, but Christianized pagan. All right.